Mulgus gestured with his left hand, and the column she stood on began to shake. She leapt off it to another nearby, then another, leapfrogging her way across the ruins back toward Mulgus. When she landed atop a large chunk of stone 10 meters from the Sith, he made a cutting gesture with his free hand, and two pieces of statuary rose from the rubble and rushed toward her from either side. She leapt into the air, and they smashed into each other beneath her, spraying shards of rock. She landed atop the remains, lightsaber ready. Mulgus growled, leapt through the air from his perch toward hers. She slid to the side of his downward slash, and his blade split the stone at her feet. She unleashed a crosscut that would have decapitated him had he not ducked under it. She flipped up and over him onto another piece of rubble, 15 meters away. Taking a telekinetic hold of a large stone near Mulgus, she flung it at him. He never moved, simply held his ground and split the incoming rock in two with his lightsaber. Red sparks and bits of stone rained down. Erin could not find her calm. She was fighting angry, but did not care. Snarling, thinking of her master, she bounded across the hill of rubble, leaping from one chunk of rock to another, closing the distance with Mulgus. He answered her charge with one of his own, the two of them jumping across the gravestones of the Jedi Order until they closed to within striking distance. Erin stabbed low, and Mulgus slapped her blade out wide, reversed his motion, and unleashed a backhand swing at her abdomen. She leapt over it, pulling her legs in tight, and loosed a two-handed overhead strike as she came back down. Mulgus parried crosswise with his blade and stepped into a force-augmented sidekick aimed at her ribs. She caught the kick with her free hand, closed her arm over his leg, spun, and flung Mulgus 20 meters from her. He flipped in midair and landed atop the cracked face of the Odon Ur statue that had once lined the processional approach into the temple. She took the hilt of Master Zalo's lightsaber in her offhand, crouched, and bounded into a leap toward him. He watched her come, and at the apex of the leap's arc, he thrust his left hand at her, roaring, and veins of force lightning squirmed toward her. Ready for it, she activated Master Zalo's lightsaber, used it to form an X with her own, and intercepted the lightning on the two blades. His power met her will, the lightning twisting around the glowing blades. The force of it stopped her downward descent and held her aloft in the air for a moment, suspended on a column built of the dark side. And then she overcame it. The lightning dissipated to nothingness, and she, unharmed by it, fell straight down, landing on her feet atop a shifting pile of rubble and deactivating Master Zalo's blade. The moment she landed, Mulgus was upon her, his blade slashing, stabbing, spinning. He tried to use his superior strength to force her off the stone, off balance, but she answered his strength with speed, sidestepping his blows, leaping over them, parrying, unleashing her own flurries. The hum of their weapons through the air, the sizzle of crossed blades, merged into a single song of speed and power.